the announcement by President Hollande today is actually fantastic news as far as the Freight Transport Association is concerned on behalf of our members. It is something that we have been calling on for a very long time, and we see this as the solution, really, is actually dismantling the camp, getting rid of it, and actually putting a proper process in place to look at the genuine asylum seekers as opposed to the economic migrants who we know are trying to find that passage to the UK. So yes, this is good news for the freight industry. We just hope it gets done sooner rather than later.
A lot of people living there, as you say, up to about 10,000. Presumably that's going to take quite a while to move those people to reception centres across France, which has been suggested will happen. So I'm guessing for lorry drivers, there is still going to be a daily threat of people trying to get on board their trucks for a little while yet.
FTA members are telling us that their drivers are actually facing threats on a day-to-day basis. It is a problem, as we know, that hasn't gone away. It is just purely escalated. So yes, it's going to take a long time to move those 10,000 migrants on. And I know that President Hollande has said today it's going to be up to 4 months for them to seek asylum, which of course we welcome. But it doesn't take away that situation for those drivers who we know are being threatened with stones, guns, knives, and even chainsaws. So any security that continues around the port as well has still got to be vital.
Do you think even when the camp has been dismantled, it's going to solve the problem? Surely people who want to cross the channel are still going to try and head to that area anyway, aren't they?
It is a major concern for us that we know that, as you mentioned, these are desperate people taking desperate measures. They are determined to get to the UK whichever way that they possibly can. And there is that possibility that, in fact, the migrants are going to be looking for those possibilities elsewhere. But what we have at the moment is that congregation of 10,000 people all determined en masse trying to get onto those trucks. And that is just a situation that cannot continue to happen. If proper processes are put in place that those migrants can actually be processed and looked at if they are genuine or not, then that's got to help. It's not a situation, it's not something that's going to go away immediately, but this has got to be a step in the right direction.